Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by USG Borrell, proud supporter of those who build.
Morning, Brian.
Good morning, DJ. Glad.
Well done, mate, on your appointment. It's a big role.
It's a big role, yeah. It wasn't in my plans. Anyway, it's happened.
Well, all right. Well, you tell us. Did you just get sick of the nightlife on the Gold Coast?
Sun was too strong for me.
Yeah.
No, it was just a phone call out of the blue from Todd. We talked about the role and the expensiveness of it, I suppose. And then one discussion led to another. And then, I was it's a very unique role, very unique position in rugby league. So I accepted that. A lot of disappointment because we're just starting to roll here at the Gold Coast. And, the light is very bright at the end of the tunnel for the Titans.
Strange conversation you would have had with Graham Annesley, because Graham filled this role under David Gallop.
I've already picked his brain as much as I can.
And he was very, very good at it.
Yes, he was. Very, very good at it. So, yeah, and we've ended up here together, and now I go back to Sydney. And, it's an expanding role as well. The whole football department, indeed everything in sport is expanding. So we want to make sure that we expand in the right ways and be smart about it.
Yeah, and what's first up for you when you get into the office?
The most pressing issue that we have in our game is our pathways review, which has been ongoing now. Shane Richardson started that some 18 months ago. It's a very complex review. It's a big jigsaw puzzle because every time you come up with something that looks right, it has a knock-on effect somewhere else. So that'll be the first and major one. Then just growing our participation in the game right from grassroots and taking it right through to elite level for those who are aspirants in our game, for those who just want to play the game and want them to come along and enjoy whether it's touch footy or rugby league tag or just spectate.
Yeah, and you're a coach as well, aren't you? I think you've got the higher, you're a level 4 coach, I believe.
Yes. Oh, there is one higher. It's called a master coach.
And right.
Wayne Bennett's got that one.
Yeah, he goes all right.
But that's great with that experience when you're talking about grassroots rugby league.
Very much so. And people have the wrong perception of our game. There's a wonderful promotion state of origin where we've got two big forwards running into one another, and that's the unique part of our game and its presentation. But at the lower levels, there are 9 different forms of our game, and unfortunately, the other 8 levels are not always seen by the general public. And as a result, they just think that this game is very physical and it's only played by big men, et cetera, et cetera. It's vastly different to that now. And, probably the most advancing part of our game is women's rugby league.
How much will you be concentrating on the pathways and growing the game, and compared to the day-to-day running of the game, Brian? I can see that taking up most of the minutes of your day.
Yeah, well, I've got a few staff around me. I'm not quite sure how that will unfold at this stage. Todd is sort of is tweaking the organisation in the football department, so I'll come in there and be part of that discussion. But Todd wants to deliver it far more precisely and accurately as we advance in the game. And technology is just changing things. A topical one is the bunker, which I think is wonderful for our game. But there's some tweaks to be done there. And who's going to do that? Who's going to deliver the news? That's the next thing. I'll be leaning on Todd a lot for that too.
Yeah, and overall, Brian, do you see the game growing?
Oh, very much so. The media interest in our game is great, and I heard a statistic on the weekend that our crowd figures are up this year compared to last year. As long as they're on the up, it doesn't matter what percentage it is, because it's far too easy just to watch it on TV, isn't it? But all those metrics are saying that the game is popular. Now, what we've got to do is make it more accessible and more adaptable to those various groups of people who want to play our game or participate in some aspect of our game.
Do you have any early thoughts on how you do that?
I think the easiest way to say it, our programs are there. They're on the table. What we need is more people. There has been some of this misguided criticism of the number of people, staff at the NRL. And I heard a figure the other day that we're 100 and something, 120 short of what the AFL number is. So it's a misguided figure. If we can just get more arms and legs into the game, we'll be able to deliver our programs far more expansively and deliver the right messages all round. On field, our NRL product is sensational.
Mm. Yeah. So your role will be more, will it be more to do with what's happening in the grassroots and the pathways and growing the game than it will be what's happening at the NRL level?
There'll be, let's say, a unit that looks after specifically the NRL level, and that'll have its own staff group, but that staff group will report to me in the sense, and obviously then I report to Todd and the commission. That group of people then will hopefully be the main drivers of anything. If there's any bigger issues in the game, I would get engaged in that.
You tackle the salary cap issue?
I might pass that on, I think. I'll be part of that discussion, but there's a committee already in place to work with the RLPA on the next CBA, and that's in train right now.
Well, you've been on both sides of the fence now, so you actually probably be, you know, as they would often say, you get the poacher to become the gamekeeper.
I've been around long enough, I think, to be able to, you know, have my mind in two places and make sure that there's a separation. I don't get clouded on those sorts of issues. I have to obviously do the very right thing by my current employer, the Titans. The NRL has cooperated there and let me stay for another couple of months until they find my successor, and then I'll be in the NRL around early July. That's the loose time frame.
And Brian, how will you leave the Titans? I know on the paddock they're sneaky good this year.
Yeah, it's a very interesting journey. You know, as I said before, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's shining. It's not one that's just flickering. It is actually shining. The programs are in place, and at the Titans, I use the same thing. You just don't have enough resources to go and do the things that we want. That will occur. And your footy team reflects what's going on in your club. And we had a real arm wrestle with the Roosters the other night on Monday night, and we got away with the game. The players are displaying on field what's going on behind the scenes as well, where everybody's grinding away. We're very gritty. We're being patient. It's got its moments, obviously. And this is a huge rugby league area up here. Just at the Gold Coast itself, there are 600,000 residents, and then you go down into northern New South Wales, down to Ballina, then you go out to Toowoomba in southwest Queensland. It's just an enormous catchment area. And what we want to do is have those people embrace the Titans as their community sporting representative team.
If you're a betting man, would we have the under-20s competition next year, or would it be a combination of what I would call reserve grade morphing into something with the under-20s?
Yes, it's a very good question. That's one of the burning questions in the Pathways Review. I'll start with the State Cup, New South Wales and Queensland Cups. They need to be better resourced, and that's already on the table. Shane Richardson did that sort of work, and seeing it'll be better resourced, they will have to meet those clubs in those competitions will have to meet really specific criteria so that we improve the delivery of that competition. Then the under-20s, and I can only express a personal view here because I'm not heavily engaged in the review at this point in time, but the states have different backyards, different junior development programs, and up until the next couple of years, different ages for school kids. It's amazing, one of those national issues we have. Yeah. But that will standardise over the next 2 years. So the 20s will probably be, we necessarily need them. You know, that's our elite junior pathway through to the next level. So 20s state-based, national will be state-based as well, and then we've got our wonderful NRL competition.
Brian, it's an exciting role for you, and you take that up in a couple of months. So we look forward to having you there.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you.
Brian Canavan.